From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Tornado sirens roared again today across parts of Kansas and Missouri. It is the third day storms have ravaged the Midwest, killing at least 139 people. Yesterday, Oklahoma took the brunt of the massive tornadoes. Oklahoma City was largely spared, but several nearby bedroom communities were not so lucky. And today, the state's governor got a first-hand look at the destruction, as NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Governor Mary Fallon toured several areas damaged by the storms, first by air and then on the ground.
I've never seen so many storms come through our state at one time. What really struck me was how the tornado was so big, certainly, and wide, but how much it took up the grass and the dirt on the ground. You're used to seeing homes and debris and lots of wood and cars overturned, that kind of thing, but to see the actual ground being sucked up was pretty remarkable.
One of the communities that Governor Fallon toured today was Chickasha, Oklahoma, southwest of Oklahoma City. About 16,000 people live here, and many were sifting through debris and trying to pick up the pieces of their lives. Governor Fallon stopped first at a damaged apartment complex, where she spoke with Sarah Hartzell, who was trying to salvage what she could.
You left when you heard the storm was coming?
Yeah.
Went to a safer place?
Yep.
Did you lose everything, or have you been able to find some things?
Found a bunch of stuff. All the furniture was gone.
The tornado swept through Chickasha about 5 o'clock last night with heavy rain, lashing wind, and hail.
We have a whole box of sandwiches already made up.
We'll just go wherever we need to.
In the parking lot of a shopping mall, the Salvation Army was getting ready to pass out sandwiches. Lieutenant James Biddick says a tornado hasn't struck Chickasha for more than a decade, and perhaps people were a bit complacent.
A lot of people took covers, but a lot of people were outside. I was outside. I live on the other side of town, and I was outside and was able to watch it form, and I thought it was further north than this, or further south than this, actually, and I thought it wouldn't hit much. I didn't realize it was this close.
A smashed sign at a gasoline station, broken windows, and demolished buildings along a commercial strip near the city's main road show how close the tornado came. And at Watson's trailer park, Diana Parham watched her 11-year-old son. He's a state archery champion and was looking for his trophies in a pile full of debris. Parham says the family hasn't found her daughter's dog. The family bought their 3-bedroom trailer and moved in just last August.
Big enough for us. It was big enough, and it was, you know, what we liked. And we were trying to fix our yard up and, you know, make it flowers, because my husband loves to do yard work and loves to have the flowers and the color and everything and stuff.
Her husband, Roger, says the family will just have to start over and salvage what they can.
I feel for the lady across the road more than I do for myself. She lost her daughter. So, and I don't know, you know, so I feel for them more than I feel for myself. I got my family, and that's all that matters to me.
Parham says the owners say they'll put storm cellars on the property. Oklahoma's Emergency Management Director, Albert Ashwood, says Chickasha was prepared as best could be for this storm.
So anything we can do to build the base and help them build their programs benefits all of us.
The governor, meantime, says all interstate should continue to take precautions because the tornado season is far from over. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chickasha, Oklahoma.